Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avina and Braden.
Hello, Nail Pros. So glad that you can join us, and happy Father's Day to you. I'm your host, Athena Elliott, and wow, do we have a great show for you tonight.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Braden, and welcome to another great episode of Nail Talk Radio. You are right. It is an incredible episode. We're talking about Chromageddon. And, of course, we have LaShawn Brown-Glenn on, who's going to be talking all about speaking on point. Now, everybody, if you guys are listening live, here's the fun thing about Nail Talk Radio. You can grab any one of your mobile devices and go right on over to our website, nailtalkradio.com, and click on Nail Chat. Then you can log in using any one of your social media accounts so you can chat with us.
All right. Well, tonight we are going to go deep into Chrome territory. Later in the broadcast, we're going to tell you all about it, so we don't want you to go anywhere. Now, B, let's talk about industry happenings over the last week and start with Essie's training in New York City.
Absolutely. It looks like a heck of a good time. Of course, anytime you get that much talent in one location, it's going to be one amazing training session for sure.
That's right. The pictures were cute. I liked seeing everybody gather together and cheesing it up for the picture. One of the things we did mention last week with Dana Lynn, our guest, Fun Fancy Nails, is that 3 years ago she was listening to Nail Talk Radio and heard the call to action for SE educators. And that is how she became an educator, by listening to Nail Talk Radio. And here she is three years later.
You know, that is so incredible. And we hear that a lot, actually, about different things on Nail Talk Radio, that we're connecting people. And it really is an honor to be able to hear that from people, because, you know, it is a very interconnected industry, and we're always glad to, you know, build those bridges for people.
That's right.
All right. Now, did you see the Tats Nails promotion right now? They're doing a like, mm-hmm. share, and a like and share contest, actually. And you can also post a photo. So what they're doing is they're actually giving away 5 custom printed nail sets. So all you have to do is go to the Tats Nails website, Facebook page, like and share the post that they've got up there. And then in the comment section, you can post the photo of what you want put on nails. And actually, it's kind of fun, because there are a couple people, I've been kind of following it and seeing what people want to have printed. And you know, we've got Michelle Abb, who's got Fug on there, her pug. So there's a lot of fun entries. It's kind of a fun thing to watch.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, you know, Famous Names has now announced their European tour that's coming up in October. Linda and Jim will be teaching in Germany, the UK, and Finland. And, you know, earlier this year, from January to March, they logged over 50,000 miles, while Jim did, over 50,000 miles just in a couple of months. So they're getting ready to do it again. IBX is global, in case you didn't know.
Global and everywhere. And I've heard rumors about certification on, well, we'll talk about that some other day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aerovex actually had the 10 worst things a nail tech can do. And did you know that number 9, of course, is ignoring ventilation?
That's right. And, you know, I think that's mistake number 9. That came from, shared from Nails Magazine's post. And number 9, ignoring proper ventilation, is a really important one. And it's going to fit in a little bit later on in our broadcast. We're going to talk about that. And absolutely, we shared it as well. And it's very important, becoming increasingly important with the new awareness campaign. Now, mm-hmm. LCN Johnson, he posted an 8-week grow out of some previously damaged nails using LCN's polish. Apparently, you know, this particular polish is like, a lot of them can dry your nails out. They can, in my opinion, dry mm-hmm. them out. There's never been any real, I think, hard
research
proof that it's not happening, or it is happening, but in my belief it is. Anyway, some polishes really do just suck the moisture right out of your nail and create those little white patching spots that are not superficial onychomycosis. Anyway, basically after 8 weeks using LCN polish, there's been absolutely no dry patches occurring whatsoever. And you know that LCN is soy-free, vegan, and gluten-free, and there's no animal testing ever with this product line.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see in the July copy of Nails Magazine that Dazzle Dry was in there? And they're actually on page 149. They're doing their Celestial Summer Collection for 2016.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful, for sure.
Beautiful colors, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the trending, you know, the big thing we keep talking about it is going to be coming up after our guests this evening. A lot to cover in tonight's show. Yeah, concerning the hottest topic in the nail world right now, chrome nails. We're gonna discuss that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the markup that's being applied to it too. You know, with supply and demand, people, of course, the price go way up.
That's right. You know, we're going to discuss that for sure. And then Sam Biddle, she was complaining this week about, she's like, WTF, food nail art? Like, she just didn't get it with, you know, slices of avocados and bananas, although she did say strawberries was okay. But, yeah, but the rest of the food art, she just does not get it. And actually, I don't either, especially when you can, I know some people would say, Brayden, oh, it's so easy to paint on and so quick. And I'm like, if I really wanted some food nail art, I would probably do a stick on or a water decal.
Oh, come on. I've seen actually some really cute, like, fried eggs before. And there, you know, there are some good things out there.
Mm,
it's all about.
Yeah. To each his own.
It's artistic interpretation. It's like the furry nails, you know, it's just
right.
All about art. All right, so another thing that I'm so excited about, because it is now exactly, well, in 6 months, we'll actually be getting off of the boat for the Nail Those Prophecy Nail Talk Radio Cruise, January 7th to the 15th of 2017, so that is 6 months away. And, of course, we are so excited to have all of our amazing educators with us. And, of course, every day we get new signups, and it's so exciting to see those names come in. Now, I know we've got a couple questions and emails about class schedules and things like that. You know, we are definitely still hammering all of that out because we want to make this the best and most informative nail cruise that you've ever been on. You know, we do fully intend on having a jam-packed week of not only just education, but sun and fun. And of course, like I said, a lot of bonding. We keep on talking about that, but I think it is very, very important to realize that you are making friendships that will last a lifetime.
Well, and also, you know, it's a tax write-off. You get to go and cruise and sun and fun, but also learn. Now, these classes are non-product specific classes, and we wanted to keep it that way because we want people to be able to learn techniques and business skills while they're there, and not, you know, not be focused on you have to buy this particular product to go with this particular technique. And I think that's an important thing to know. Also, I'd like to add that, you know, this is a seven-day cruise. So we have 3.5 days of sailing, which means those 3.5 days are going to be, half days with education.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll still have plenty of time to lay around the pool, get some sun, catch a show, you know, take advantage of what the ship has to offer in the way of entertainment, but also get in some really good learning and not feel like you are rushing and, you know, you're just going to boop, zip to this island, then you're going to take a class, zip to this island, take a class, and then you got to come home. This is well thought out, and it's been done for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to do it again. So you have to go to ntratsea.com for more information. And then don't forget, we have a Facebook page. Right, Brayden?
Absolutely. It's the 2017 NTP Cruise as well. We'll post it on our Facebook page for sure. But it's the 2017 NTR Nail Those Prophets at Sea Cruise Facebook page. I can't wait.
Right.
I'm so excited. And it's going to be here before you know it, too. It is coming up quick.
Well, I've lost 3 pounds. How many have you lost?
Well.
Okay, it's on now. Come on, 6 months. We have 6 months. We got to get in shape. At least I do anyway. I want to get in shape. I want to lose, ready to get rid of the Nail Tech spread again. But speaking of Nail Tech, let's talk about the Nail Tech event of the Smokies.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful Gatlinburg, Tennessee, July 9th through the 11th.
Now, the event, of course, is in its ninth year of, well, awesomeness, really.
That's right.
And it's definitely a great show to attend. And, you know, we've been saying this for the last several years that we love the networking event in the Smokies. It is one of the most well-attended networking events in the country. And, you know, there's such good people down there. The South is all about hospitality and treating you right. And, of course, there's sweet tea and all that other good stuff there too. But, well, you know, and there's moonshine there. But beyond all that, it's very much sort of like our cruise in the fact that, you know, you get that one-on-one time. You get that time with the educators. Whereas at the trade shows where you've got the thumping of the music, you know, all that kind of stuff going on in the background, it's hard to concentrate and it's hard to actually get that time. You know, even for us, when we are at those trade shows, you might get a few minutes with each person, but it's just quick and there's so much going on. And, you know, we both have that sort of ADHD where there's a squirrel and there's glitter in this section. And, you know, at the Nail Tech event of the Smokies, you actually do get that time where you can sit and actually spend time with Holly Skippers or Kim Jones, Amy Becker, you know, any number of incredible world-class educators.
Well, the list is pretty long, mm-hmm. and the vendor list is pretty long as well. You have to go and find out what companies will be attending the Nail Tech event of the Smokies by visiting nailtechevent.com, and you can learn all about it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. All right. Go ahead.
We'll be right back with some news from our sponsors.
All right.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Splitting, thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com.
You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard, is vegan, hypoallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
All right,
I'm so excited
to have our next guest on. So excited to have LaShawn Brown Glenn on our show. You know, from Saginaw, which is my neck of the woods, to Singapore, LaShawn is leaving her imprint around the world, literally. Now, whether the topic is customer service, business consulting, or training and development, LaShawn is unmistakably on point. As the owner and creator of Nails Naturally, Inc., a hand and foot spa located in Chicago, LaShawn creates a nurturing environment for all of her guests. 21 years of industry experience ensures that her guests stay on the cutting edge of inner beauty, nail health, and, of course, education. So, you know, it comes as no surprise that her handiwork has been featured on the covers of multiple magazines, you know, including Nail Pro, Nails Magazine. She's a fierce competitor in industry events. She was honored in Nails Magazine, Nail Technician of the Year, an honor you share with her, as well as one of the most influential nail technicians in the professional industry. She's a certified competition judge and was named 3 times by Salon Sense Magazine as one of the most influential women in the beauty industry. So, you know, LaShawn, her generous nature and determination to represent the best of the beauty industry makes Nails Naturally in Chicago a favorite of all the locals. Requests for speaking engagements, however, have led to the creation of Speaking on Point, Now, Speaking on Point offers a hands-on and interactive education class, of course, focusing on continuing education, skills enhancement, customer service, retailing, and business consulting. More importantly, LaShawn is able to share her experiences and inspire others by coaching and offering forums to discuss personal and professional growth, which has been critical to her own success. Now is the time LaShawn is ready to share it all with you. LaShawn obviously has a lot to speak on, and I have no doubt that she will be on point tonight. So ladies and gentlemen, please give a huge Nail Talk Radio welcome to LaShawn Brown Glenn.
Welcome to the show, LaShawn.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Athena and Brayton. Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you this evening.
Well, you know, it is our pleasure to have you. You know, it really truly is always an honor and a privilege to run into you at trade shows. You really are someone who is on point. So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into nails?
Let's see, I'll give you the short version. I was hit by a car during summer break after completing my third year of college. Once I completed my therapy, I ended up walking accidentally into a nail course on my way to a computer class. I found myself back there about 4 weeks later saying, oh, I'm just going to do this and make some money for the summer, and when I go back to school, I'll have money. That journey began in 1988. I started doing nails April 4th of 1988, and instead of going back to school, I opened my salon March 27th of 1989.
Yeah. Oh. So, and you're not even like 30 years old yet.
Nails was not in my plan at all, but it turned out to be the best thing that could have ever happened to me. I love the industry.
Now, LaShawn, we've known each other for many, many years. I can't even count back how many years. Do you know?
Yes. 1999, Miss Athena Elliott. I had the pleasure of meeting you in Las Vegas at a CND event.
And oh, I know which one that was. That was the Global Masters event, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there, and you were Nail Tech of the Year. And I walked over and introduced myself to you, and you were wonderful and amazing. And then I said to you, I want to be you next year. And then you said, come on, girl. And I said, no, seriously, I want to be you next year. And she said, come on. And we quickly became friends, and you just opened your heart and opened your door, and you were great. And a big thank you to you still for the role you played in me actually accomplishing being named Nail Tech of the Year the following year preceding you.
Well, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun, and we just got right to business. And, I mean, that's how it happens. That's how it works. You know, you back then, I mean, I've been sharing for a long, long time. I mean, a long time. And it's like, hey, why, you guys, you should share what you know. That's all I can say. It's just not, you know, what is it that Holly says all the time, Brayden? Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. And there aren't any trade secrets in the nail trade.
That's right. So. Okay.
Or there
shouldn't
be.
Thank you for your background, and it was great to see you. And so, you know, tell us why Speaking on Point.
Well, the reason Speaking on Point came about is I grew up in the bar business. I like to say my mother owned a cocktail lounge. This year it will be 40 years. And apparently, being 10 years old, growing up in that business, there were a lot of subliminal messages that I was getting about business that I didn't realize it. So in 1989, when I opened my salon and began doing nails, one of the things I quickly realized is that I had not been taught how to run a business and how to be successful. Instead, I had been told that as long as you do a beautiful set of nails or a great pedicure, you were going to be successful. However, no one ever said how to manage your money, how to set a goal, how to build your clientele, how to create a customer experience, how to build your book, and so on and so forth. And so for me, that came to be a very important thing about, you know, wanting to grow my business. And during the time that I met you, my journey had began to start speaking on point. I had decided to go on board with one of the companies in our industry, and I thought, you know, I'm going to work for them for a year, and that would give me credibility so that I could come out and give my message, share to people how to grow their business, what to do, how to be successful, how to have that vision for the success in their business. And, you know, that 1 year turned into 2 years, turned into 5 years, turned into 8 years. And I would tiptoe in a little bit, and then I would back out, and I would tiptoe in. But at the end of the day, even while working for that company, every chance I could share how to grow your business, or when people share with me what their challenges were, that was really the most exciting part for me, was to talk about how to help them be successful. That was really what brought me my joy, more than teaching you how to create a beautiful smile line. So, you know, here I am 20 years later, and it is literally 20 years that, you know, I decided to begin this journey, and I've just decided that it's something I need to do, have always wanted to do, and it's really what brings me the most pleasure. I do it at my nail station. I want to do it for my industry. I really want to make the, I want to help people make a difference in their business and in their lives in general.
So what do you think are the biggest issues facing the nail industry currently? What do you think needs to change? What are you hoping to change through speaking on point?
I am hoping to get nail professionals to be unapologetically a nail professional. So often when you talk with nail technicians, first and foremost, when you ask, what do you do for a living, you kind of get sort of that head drop and that light whisper, oh, I just do nails. No, you don't just do nails. You touch people lives.
Right.
First and foremost, you know, you touch people lives. We connect with people. We make the difference. You know, we listen to their stories. We're their therapists. We know all about their lives, their marriages, their children, the dog being sick, you know. So you're really so much more than a nail professional. And being the nail professional is what we do. It's not who we are. So I want, first and foremost, for nail technicians to just be unapologetically a nail professional.
There you go. I like
second,
that.
You know, and then second, I just want to give nail professionals the tools to really look at their business and really grow their business. And that doesn't mean you have to own a salon. You could be a nail tech working in a salon. You could be a booth rent. You could be home-based. But really, what is the vision for that business? What is the goal that you set for that business? And in this journey, I'm going to be challenging them to take action. This is not going to be, you know, a way for me to give information and hope they use it. I am really going to have in place accountability laid into it. And, Braden, we know all about that because that's why I'm here with you today. Being held accountable. So I really want to hold nail techs accountable for their own success. I want them to be comfortable to charge what they're worth. I want them to understand how to build their business, where to get the new clients from, what's their mission, who do they want to serve. I really want them to have clarity on their business. And then I want to give them a period of 30 days through a four-week program to start the journey to recreate their business.
I think that's an incredible opportunity for people to get in on it, because, you know, I really do think, and I don't mean this to be in any way offensive, because I'm right there with everyone else. A lot of times us as nail techs, we have artistic brains. You know, we are sort of that right brain sort of, you know, we love sparkles and color and creativity. But we don't always know so much about the business side of things, or, you know, in my case, and we talked about this, like the scheduling and time things like that. That's not my strong point. So to be able to take the time to sit down and actually learn these things and learn how to build your business and grow as a person and as a businesswoman or man is incredibly vital, I think.
Yes, I agree. And unfortunately, even in the industry, there's great programs. But unfortunately, there's never really been a business program that's linked directly for the nail professional. We have everything on how to do nails and lovely nail art and things like that, but there hasn't been a lot that's there to really teach us how to grow our business, how to the quality, the service, the safety, the consistency needed in our business.
And if there there has been one or two, but they didn't stay around for very long because it takes dedication. I mean, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it. You know, you got to stick to it. You're gonna commit to changing people's lives or helping them change their lives. You need to stick to it. So this is good.
Exactly.
So that's basically what's going to be. I mean, this is online learning, so that's what's setting your offering apart from other programs. Is that this is a business-based online learning program.
Correct.
All right.
Yes, correct. And so it's going to be over 4 weeks. It'll be set up as 4 week increments where, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, the phone's ringing in the background. I apologize.
That's a good thing. That means you're busy. We like phones ringing in the background. That's all right. That means you're doing your thing.
I apologize. So, yes, Athena, it will be online, and I will actually stream it live each week. As I'm going through the program, it'll be live streamed. It'll then, of course, be recorded for people that can't attend during the live streaming of it so that they can come back and get all the information. And then, like I said, each week they will receive a package of information that they'll need to complete. And then they will have action items that they will be expected to complete and give back to me. And then one of the other things I'm going to do with this program is for each person that's involved, I'm going to actually offer an initial coaching program, an initial coaching call for each attendee so that I can understand, because everybody's challenge is going to be different. And so I really want to understand and I want the people that's involved in the program to really be able to get the most that they can possibly get out of this. And then when the 4 weeks is up, I'm still there. I'm still able for them to contact me by email to ask questions and continue the support. So it won't be something that, oh, I have her for 4 weeks and then she goes away. No, I'll be there, period. Email and social media.
You know, you brought up a great point because, you know, in the horse race of things, you know, not all horses are starting out at the gate. You know, there are people who are leaps and bounds ahead of other people. So I think that's great that your webinars will be sort of all inclusive and able to help people at all different levels and have that one-on-one. So why did you choose the webinar platform then?
I chose the webinar platform because I thought it was the easiest way to touch the most people. As I shared with you, and as Athena knows from previous conversations that she and I have had from time to time, I've always wanted to find a way to help people. That's really what brings me joy. It's what brings me joy at my nail station. For example, I've been doing this with my clients that come in and they're unhappy in their jobs, let's say. You know, I've been that person to challenge my clients. What are your skills? What can you do? What are you doing that job? Where can you take your skills? I've had the same thing with nail techs that have worked for me over the past 28 years or 27 years. Even with nail techs that worked with me, I've had 4 nail techs to go out and start their own business, you know, with me pushing and supporting. And that's just the way I've always wanted it. So the web is a beautiful place to reach a lot of people in a short time. I can't visit, you know, a lot of salons at once, but I can talk to people face to face via the web. And so it's just my way to kind of go after the big target market.
Okay, so how can everyone join? Do you have a website? How are people going to join?
So there is going to be, I'm introducing it tomorrow. I'm actually going to have a free webinar tomorrow that will be an introduction to the four modules that I'm going to be covering.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the time tomorrow that we talk, I will be sharing ideas. I will be sharing ideas covering things from identifying their business model to shaping their customer experience, the culture they want to create, marketing, and then build the importance of building relationships and how to do that with quality service and safety. I'll go through, so in a call tomorrow, I'm going to be giving away information that people can end that call with tomorrow and just walk away and go make some changes. However, at the same time, I will be introducing the four-week program, and that four-week program is going to begin Monday, July 11th. And so there is a link on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
My Twitter is LaShawn Seep. That's LaShawn Seep. They can also catch me on Facebook at LaShawnBrownGlenn.com. And I am also hoping that it will be okay to share that link with your Nail Talk Radio listeners as well.
Absolutely, 100%, for sure.
All right. Well, is there, I think you, this is tomorrow. You have, all right, I didn't see your Facebook page. I was searching for it. Is it called Speaking
it's
on Point?
It's going to be on our Facebook page in just about 3 seconds.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, it sounds like we started a conversation in Orlando that I know that we need to take the time to finish. I'm very excited for you and everything that you have going on, and glad to see that you are back in, you know, bringing something to the table, I guess, that nobody else is doing. And that's what it's about, really, is finding our niche within this, you know, huge industry. And I don't think it's as hard as what people think. I say to a lot of new students, LaShawn, they ask me, you know, what do you think I should do? I say, well, whatever category, whatever area of the beauty industry that you go into. So maybe it's nails, or maybe it's you want to become an esthetician. Find the niche within that category and become specialized. And if you can specialize in something as a sub, you know, category, if you will, specialize in that, that helps to, what do you call it? It helps you to form your unique selling point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so that's what it takes when you are going to, and when you've been around as long as we have, you can't be a stranger to reinventing yourself. I mean, it's like, think, you know, pretend you're Cher of the nail business. You have to reinvent
Absolutely.
Yourself if you really want to stay in the game and you want to stay ahead. So, well, congratulations to you. I look forward to talking with you more in the coming weeks on your new program. And you're not going to be a stranger to Nail Talk Radio, right?
No, absolutely not. I love Nail Talk Radio. And, of course, now that I've made changes so that I can do this program and no longer involve corporate-wise in the industry, I have a little more freedom. Well, no, actually, I have a lot more freedom.
I would think so.
To be on board and get involved. So I'm really excited about that and looking forward to contributing to Nail Talk Radio in any way that I can.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you all so much for having me. I really appreciate your support.
It is our pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's take a quick another commercial break, and we can get right back to the show, and we can talk about Chromageddon. I just like saying it. I'm going to say it all night long and annoy everyone tonight with Chromageddon, because it's this huge thing.
Remind me to tell you where that word came from, but anyway, go ahead.
Got it.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with nail techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
splitting, thin, damaged nails.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an A&P member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals, isn't it time you join us?
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
Well, next week is our 6th year of broadcasting, Braden. July 4th is our anniversary, and that's like, wow. That's a long time to be going live every week, don't you think?
Time flies when you're having fun. I can't believe it's been 6 years, actually. You know, for me, it's been about, well, I guess 5 and a half now with Nail Talk Radio. So I wasn't there right from the start, but pretty much. And
yep.
It's, wow. What are we doing to celebrate?
Well,
fireworks. We'll have lots
well,
of fireworks.
What we're going to do is, well, we are, you know, in true Nail Talk Radio fashion, or I should say Athena style, we're gonna launch two shows. We're gonna launch the Viet Nail Talk Radio platform and our platform here in Nail Talk Radio, both with live streaming media. That's gonna happen on the 26th. And
I can't use my jammies anymore? I can't wear my jammies to work anymore.
You can. Let's get a vote on let's actually get a vote on Facebook and find out if it's okay if they, you know, they want to see you. And maybe you could do like Michelle Pugh and have a Disney pajama. You could wear a Disney different Disney pajama every Sunday.
I don't know. Here's what I'm going to say. I think that what I will do is I will totally, any nail company that wants to send me a t-shirt, I will put that on and wear it every single night for the show. So you send them to me and then we'll go from there.
I think that's a great idea. And actually, I think I'm two weeks ahead of schedule when I say it'll be our 6th year anniversary. Next week, we've got to get through this new launch. And, you know, next week is pretty much going to be, I'm going to call next week, you know, the Nail Professionals broadcast, because we're basically going to get acquainted with a new way of coming live to you. And I don't think that I want to deal with any pressures of trying to interview someone for next week. What do you think?
You know what? I think that's great. You guys can just take a look and see how we do, and also you can also take vote and let me know if I need, you know, Botox or hair and makeup or whatever it may be. So you know, hey, it's gonna be a great time though. I really,
you know,
truly,
I
mean, am, all comments aside, I'm truly looking forward to this brand new technology that we're going to be able to offer you, because you know, our radio show at the heart of it will not be changing. We will still be what we are every week. We're going to be just one heck of a great show, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's the next level for NTR, and you know, it's going to be an incredible way of you know, getting the message across. What's in store for us, I really can't tell you, but I mean, in the sense of, I mean, we're learning. And like Elaine Watson did with one of her videos for Nail Liberty, she said, why don't you just be a fly on the wall while I'm over here trying to set up a demo and actually do a demo. And I watched it for a long, long time, even though I knew that this wasn't a tutorial specifically on what she was doing, but it was more of a tutorial, in my opinion, of getting comfortable in front of the camera, allowing other people to see what it is that you're doing and not be afraid to be vulnerable. And that's what's going to happen with us next week. We are going to be vulnerable. I mean, it's you our regular listeners have known that we have had, you know, some technical difficulties over the years, and I mean, hey, it's that's the way it is. And we, you know what, we we're pretty
That's
transparent.
That's part of our charm. That's part of our charm. We're home cooking, everybody. That's what it is. We are we are a delicious home cooked meal every week, and there are occasionally little blips and burps and we don't have the little sensor button, but sometimes things happen, and that's what I think makes it special. That's what I think brings some of the magic to Nail Talk Radio, because we're not polished. We are very young.
We're trying to get polished. I tell you, we try to make improvements all the time. But, next week is going to be that fly on the wall, if you will, where you get to see where we're just getting comfortable with looking at each other on, our we're going to be on a split screen, and we're going to be you're going to be able to see us. And it's you just tune in at the right time. And we're going to be live on our website. By the time next Sunday gets here, a lot of things will be changed on our website. We're working really hard at that. But we encourage all of you to give us your feedback. Tell us what you want to see. Tell us what you want to hear. And we're going to make it happen. And we're going to do it. We'll grow together and learn together. And if you want Braden to wear pajamas or maybe a sponsored T-shirt, I know that he's ready for it. So, and just to let you guys know, you have to know, it's 10 o'clock on Sunday for Braden. It's 9 o'clock for me, Sunday night. And it's like, do I really want to get up and put my makeup on? Sunday is a day I don't wear makeup, but I'm going to have to,
if CND or Famous Names wants to send a branded suit, go for it. I'll wear a suit to bed, but but otherwise I'll be in my jammies. It's okay. I'm owning it.
Okay, bunny slippers too, don't forget. All right, so that's going to be next week via Nail Talk Radio with Jade Tang and Tan Nguyen. That's our hosts, and they're going to go on live before us at 7 p.m. Central. And we're going to...
Speaking of Tan, actually, this is something I don't know if we mentioned last week or not, but C&D and Viet Salon actually are really, really excited this time to announce the winner of their nail artistry competition, the Viet Salon Nail Artistry Competition. They did that in Orlando, actually. We were there for that. And, of course, Viet Salon's very own Tan was the very first winner of the competition. It was such a fun night there. Tan received, of course, $1,000 in product and cash prizes from C&D. And he is going to be, of course, busy with Viet's NTR. But also, he's got an upcoming editorial feature in Viet Salon magazine. So it's going to be, he's such a great guy. I was blown away. Every time I'm around Tan, I'm blown away because he's such a likable guy and such a great nail technician. So it was very, very exciting to see him win that. And I think he brought a sense of community to the event. It is one for all and all for one, I think, in the nail industry. And sometimes we forget that. And there can be a lot of, I don't know what the word is. We won't say cattiness, but there can be a little bit of that. And Tan is a great representation of the nail industry because he rises above that.
That's right. And I couldn't have said it better myself, Braden. Well, I have to tell you, it was a real big surprise for us because we were there so excited to, be able to announce the NTR. And lo and behold, he is awarded the prize. I mean, he won. And I was like, we were all like goosebumps. So it was a real big bonus for Nail Talk Radio. So we're super stoked about that. And we're also always very appreciative of the support that we get from Nails Magazine and Viet Salon Magazine. Those guys are really awesome to us and are going to be, supporting us in the very near future. So that was fun.
It was a great time.
Yeah. All right. So we ready to get to the main topic here?
I think we are. Yeah. Let's dive right in. Now, first of all, tell me where in the heck Chromageddon came from.
Well, Chromageddon, I believe, was actually chromed, I should say coined. It was coined by a blogger, I believe. I couldn't even tell you how long ago it was, but Angela Zolini has a new product that's coming out called Chromageddon, because, and I mean, who doesn't have a chrome that's coming out? That's all that's being talked about on Facebook. So the term Chromageddon is actually, I think, very appropriate. You know, it started out with Mia's Secret and the chrome silver polish that we reported on. And, you know, that stuff seemed to be, you know, too
well,
good
sketchy.
To be legal.
Yeah, well,
right?
Mm,
yeah,
yeah,
a little sketchy. Okay.
Sorry. I'm gonna call it like it is. It was a little sketchy.
Okay.
I'm not saying it didn't work. It was a little sketchy.
Well, it didn't work.
All right, fine.
It didn't work. It didn't work for, let's say, it didn't work for the majority of us anyway. Then we started seeing the chrome gels and our UV gels. And then, I mean, and everybody was questioning that. And then brush on solid chrome pigments. That's what we're seeing now. And so, Brayden, why do some of us even question the legality issue? Why do you think that is?
You know, that is a good question. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know why we think we need to be lawyers or why we need to concern ourselves with it. But obviously, it is a health issue, and it is something that we need to take into consideration for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the correct term for that would be toxicologist.
You are exactly right. Yep. And
okay.
Does that fall into your scope of practice?
Not mine. What I can tell you is that it has also created a spike in the retail price, and
mm-hmm.
some are calling it gouging. But
mm-hmm.
Lauren Weierman says that it's not gouging, that, you know, in her particular situation with the type of products that she's getting, you know, they actually went up on her literally overnight, which was something that seems, I can tell you with the research that I have done, going through retailers, or I should say wholesalers, China for one, which is, I believe, the second largest, wholesaler of these types of products,
mm-hmm.
that they're getting, it's kind of like they've dangled a little carrot in front of everybody's face. And they gave you a little bit of the product to sample. And then when you realize how awesome it is, then all of a sudden, you know, that begins...
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, they give you something amazing. It's and then you need more, and you've got to buy it at whatever price they're selling it at, of course.
Well, I did some pretty extensive research on the internet, and I found several manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're out of the country that are selling these pigments, and everybody seems to be using the same color. Of the same swatch, which I believe is going around everywhere. And the prices are pretty crazy. We're talking at like, you know, minimum $400 for, let me go back and check and see how much exactly we're talking about. I don't want to say kilo, but
wow.
Yeah, a lot of money. Anyway, I'll check the amount, the quantity. I think that's important to say. But it was less expensive. And then when the interest for it spiked and they created that Chromageddon, if you will, that frenzy for these pigments, then that is when the manufacturers realized, hey, we're going to go up, you know, on this because we can. And
well,
so,
yeah. And I hate to say it, but a lot of times then quality will start going down, too.
Mm-hmm.
They'll raise
mm-hmm.
the price, and the quality will start going down. They're making it in larger batches, and it doesn't always come out the same.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, and I can't promise this, but in that case, you know, sometimes some of the chemicals that might have been frowned upon might end up in there because they're thinning it out. It's
yeah.
a basic drug transaction. I hated to say it that way, but it's the truth. You know, really,
well,
when you think about it.
The chrome pigments are basically the new nail crack. I mean, that's
exactly
what it's
yeah.
what it's like. I mean, people are fiending for it, and they haven't even had their first. I mean, all they've had is a photo dose, not even an actual injection or
mm-hmm.
you know an application.
Application.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And you know, so tonight what we're doing here is we're actually going to ask the questions that we think that you would probably ask about. What's happening on the internet. As if you just went into Facebook and up there in the search bar and then put in chrome pigment, you would actually find all, you know, when people say, when you see tags with a hashtag in a conversation or in a text on Facebook, that's a searchable word or term that will take you to everything that has ever been said about that topic. Right to it. So, I mean, a lot of people, you know, don't know what that means. That's why I'm mentioning it. So if you just went up there and put it in Chrome Pigment, you will find scrolling photo after photo, video after video. And I lost count at like 16 companies actually selling this product. And it was boggling my mind. And then, I mean, they're all over. It's all over Europe. It's all over the United States.
Well, let's get back a little bit. How does a pigment gel get that chrome metallic appearance anyway?
Well, let's just talk about the pigment itself. What they have is color additives. These are the things that give us, you know, the color. I mean, we've heard lots from Doug Shoon in the past about color additives, and this is a very important part of the products that we use.
Now, are we talking about, well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about like actual metal? Or are we talking about silver and aluminum and or lead for that matter? What are we talking about?
Well, first of all, we are talking about the two in question here are aluminum and silver. That's the two that are in question. And so, you know, they give us some basic information when you are talking about where do we find these products, right? Where do we find this information? We find them on an SDS sheet. Now, most of us, you know, have been calling them MSDS sheets for a long time, but now they're just called SDS sheets. Braden, tell them what that is.
Well, an SDS sheet really does approve nothing though, right? It just reports on it. So, for example, the FDA, it can be listed as a colorant, but it's not necessarily an accepted colorant. It's just what happens to be in there.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, and there aren't a lot of restrictions on it in some capacities. And trust me, first of all, let me say this. I am no expert in any capacity on SDS sheets. It is not my scope of practice. It is not something I write or know a whole lot about. I know how to read them. I know where to keep them. I know where to find them. But as far as the putting them together and exactly what needs to be on there, not my expertise. But for example, I know there's restrictions on things like silver. You can't exceed 1% aluminum or silver. It can't be sold in the U.S. without an English label and SD sheet.
Okay, you were cutting out there just a little bit. We want to talk about where do we find the information about these particular color additives. And we would find them, as we had said, on an SDS sheet. And, you know, if you don't see the name of the nail, you know, you don't see the name of the colorant on your SDS sheet, all you have to do is call the company that you get the product from and ask them, what is the approved FDA-approved colorant additive or color additive that has been put in there. But,
and hopefully they'll be able to provide that to you because sometimes
and they will
they
because,
can't.
For instance, one of the SDS sheets that we used here to, you know, to just go over a review was Lauren Wireman's. She put it up on her website because there was quite the lengthy thread, you know, and buzz over her pigments. And basically, you know, she put it up on Monday, like she said, while she was on vacation. And so I took that one. It was the very first one that I could take and actually look over it. And everything was in place, and with the exception of just one thing, which was the color additive. And the color additive turned out to be they were approved additives, titanium dioxide, aluminum, tin oxide, and silica. And so, you know, those are approved colorants. Now, what's considered a safe color additive that would give the mirror chrome effect? We told you, right, Braden?
Mm-hmm.
That's aluminum and silver.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So there are some basic requirements for color additives, and one of them is for let's just talk about aluminum powder. They have restrictions, they have labeling, and then they have something called exemption from certification. Let's explain to you a little bit about that, because this is, you know, these are things that you're going to find in approved color additives versus the ones that are, you know, bad. And, you know, when we talk about approved color additives, we're talking about, you know, they're labeled. Let me see. I have to get that information real quick. You know, they're colored for, they're labeled for colors. Mm-hmm. And I'll get that in just a minute. I have it in another place. But anyway, uses and restrictions. Okay, so aluminum powder may be safely used in coloring externally applied cosmetics, including cosmetics that are intended for use in the eye area in amounts consistent with good manufacturing practices. I mean, so that's what we're talking about here is like an eyeshadow.
And well, and keep in mind, though, that doesn't mean this. Just because it's safe to use doesn't mean that a client isn't specifically going to be allergic to it or something as well. You
that's
know,
right.
There's all those options to think about, too. Now, how
that's
about labeling?
Correct. Well, the color additive and any mixture prepared intended solely or in part for coloring purposes shall bear, in addition to any information required by law, which is labeling in accordance with the provisions. So that means that whatever it is that you have and however it's mixed up, it needs to be labeled correctly.
Mm-hmm. And I would think legibly too, because sometimes you run into the issue where you can't read it too.
Right. Exactly.
Now, let's go over exemptions. And before we get, because we're getting a little bit nerdy on this one, and just
that's
bear
okay.
with us, because we
our
are getting
are nerdy.
Into the, well, that's, but just to get to it, what's the exemption from the certification? Let's talk about that.
Okay, well, some products need to be, depending on what the restrictions are, need to have a certification that the color or the additive is not is or not necessarily for the protection of the public and the health. So basically, if you have an exemption from certification, that means that that particular additive, like aluminum, is not necessarily for the protection of the public health, and therefore the batches that they would take are exempt from certification. So that means they don't need to take, you know, they don't need to take the testing and the batch testing. So they get exempt from the certification, which means that they're not really concerned about the protection of the public health with that particular product or that additive if they have that exemption from certification. So that would be aluminum powder here. That's what we're talking about. That's what's giving it that chrome, you know, look. That's one product, one additive. There is another one. It's silver. It's a little bit different from aluminum, and it's actually it's kind of funny. When you read the identity of the product, it reads like a Breaking Bad, basically.
A little bit. It's a little bit. It's a crystalline powder of high purity silver with, you know, silver nitrate and ferrous sulfate. So, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You're exactly right. It's Breaking Bad. It's chemicals.
Right. Well, color additive mixtures of silver, this is the important part here, may contain only those dilutants listed and in addition to nitrocellulose. So we're talking about specifications. Silver shall conform to the following specifications and shall be free from impurities other than those named to the extent that such other impurities may be avoided through the good manufacturing process or practice. Now, the one thing that I found really special about this is that it says that silver cannot be is not less than 99.9%. I guess basically what that means is that in the end, I believe the entire the product itself cannot have more than 1% silver in total in the product itself.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why would you think so, that is?
Well, I mean, actually, you know, I reached out to Doug Shoon, of course. I mean, this is a lot of stuff to, it's interesting. This is a lot of stuff that you can read up on yourself. We can give you some links. I mean, the bottom line for me is that if the colorant is a, if the additive is, has been approved by the FDA And it's in line with the labeling and, identity, and it's on the SDS sheet. I mean, we're not toxicologists. We're not – our job here is not to decide whether or not the product is harmful or – I mean, mm-hmm. it falls on the shoulders of the manufacturer and the person that is selling you the product. So we should be able to say, right, we should be able to say – we purchased this, it's in the SDS sheet, and the SDS sheet says that it's safe for the use in a cosmetic in this particular manner. Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we can learn as much as we possibly can about reading an SDS sheet. So I want to go back to one quick thing about what if you get an SDS sheet and somebody's typed it up themselves? I mean, it has their company name on it and stuff like that. I mean, how do we know that that is actually correct information?
I don't know. How do you?
Well, from what I understand, SDS sheets are legal documents. And mm-hmm. I mean, we have to take them as a legal document. It's not something they're really you're supposed to be messing around with, because after all, these SDS sheets are in the event that you have something happen, with ingesting a product or, having a reaction, getting up, whatever it is. This is the outline for how you're supposed to deal with the chemical. And if it's mm-hmm. not correct, I mean, if you've jacked with the SDS sheet and it's not correct, I mean, I just don't see people doing that. Do you?
Yes.
You do. Well, that's interesting.
I think so.
That's a good answer. I mean, well, I don't, but you do.
I think not everyone, but I definitely think there are going to be shady people out there who know they need a sheet and they'll just type something up. Why not?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think some people will. My understanding is
it's a very expensive process. I don't actually know, but my understanding is it's a very, very expensive process to get that all done. So, yeah, I mean, I can see it happening. I'm not saying it happens often, but I can see it happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
People are shady.
Well, they are shady, but I mean, I think the thing that we need to remember is that when we get, first of all, they're supposed to give us the SDS sheet. Anybody that tells you or drags your feet on trying to get you that SDS sheet is, maybe that's when you need to be worried. Maybe that's when you need to say, all right, then maybe there's something fishy going on here. And Tammy, if you're listening, I have an SDS sheet for you for another product, and I promise tomorrow you're getting that. I thought I would go ahead and throw that out there. But the color additives, they're categories. They're actually categorized in relation to cosmetics in general. The FD&C Act, that's what it's called. I was looking for earlier. The FD&C Act, these are additive regulations that separate approved color additives into two main categories. And those subject to certification and those exempt from certification. And that's what we had mentioned before, that silver and aluminum are actually exempt from certification. So, which means that they're safe. They're not concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
But as you had said, the SDS approves nothing. It only reports, and mm-hmm. It must be an FDA list. It must be on the FDA list as an accepted colorant. And what else can I tell you in that particular department? I can only learn so much about that. What do you think?
Oh, exactly right. You're exactly right on that one.
Well, one of the things I wanted to say was that in looking at Lauren's SDS sheet, mm-hmm. one of the things that we didn't see, as we had said, and I had asked her, and she told us what it was, but she has these microspheres that are actually mm-hmm. coated with the aluminum. So that is how she gets that look. Now, Lauren did give a couple of pointers, which I thought was pretty great. And it was basically, what's going on with other people and the products that they buy. Now, we have all heard that some of these products look beautiful until you put a top coat on them, right? I've heard that quite a lot. I mean, it's kind of crazy. The top coat will, in fact, kind of fuzz out the look of the product. Yeah, and so how do you know if you're getting the right one? And so basically, you know, they're trying to pass off mica powder as the real mirror powder right now. Some people are. And so I know a lot of people out there, a lot of nail art companies are purchasing their products. And if they're not really educated on what's going on, they might possibly get something labeled that, you know, a product they think is going to look like that chrome, but in fact won't be. And I hope that doesn't, hope we don't see a fallout from that. You know, happening. But the real mirror powder is the ones that have aluminum in them.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we just want to make sure that you guys are getting the right stuff.
I was going to say, I think part of it is also purchasing from somewhere reputable too. I mean, you got to put that into effect. When you buy from someone like Lauren Weyerman and Wildflower, she has a reputation to uphold. You know, she's obviously looking at that as well. And of course, make sure that all the information is there. For example, on her page, it does say it's FDA approved. It does say, you know, that it's safe for the nails and the skin. And she also talks about how to use it by burnishing it into the tacky layer of black gel or any color at all. But black, of course, gives it that pop, that it gives it effect you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that's important too. You know, if you're going to be buying this, you sure could go to, you know, Alibaba.com, that website where you can order from, you know, other countries, or eBay. But really, truly, if you want to know what you're getting, order from a reputable manufacturer, order from someone you trust.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Well, Lauren did say that she could totally chrome out a nail with mica-based pigments by burnishing it into a tack-free gel top. But the problem, as what we were talking about, the problem was that, you know, the top coat ruins it, especially for silver and gold. And the mica is, I mean, the price on it has gone up like ridiculous. When I checked it, it was at 400, and I was correct about kilo, and now it's up to 600 for kilo, and that's not even for the correct product that's going to give you that look, you know, the final look with a top coat. So, I mean, what does all this really mean to anybody who's listening, who's following along, who's been watching, you know, it happening on Facebook, everywhere? I mean, and I'll have to tell you, I bought three different ones, and I'm sitting in the queue just like everybody else. I bought from three different companies. I'm waiting on the silver-based one from Social Clause, from Angela Zellini, Chromageddon. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on Lauren Weyerman's. I'm waiting on one called Aura, A-O-R-A, which I believe that Geneva Holcomb had purchased at the Orlando show. And that's mm-hmm. six pigments. She got them for like $35 off. It was a show special. And they're back up to $119, and you have to wait to get them. So three different companies, all in the same situation, you know, on pre-order. So I don't know. If you, our listeners, have gotten some of this stuff in your hand, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know what you think of it. And I'm curious mm-hmm. to see who's going to get a mica-based product that they paid money for thinking that they were going to have the real deal. I'm curious to see that as well. So let's talk about use of a product that was intended for, let's say, eyeshadow. It's approved. Mm-hmm. The FDA approved it for an eyeshadow. So they didn't say, okay, it's approved as a cosmetic, such as an eyeshadow, but we don't want you to put it on the lips, because that's one of the restrictions. Don't put it on the lips for whatever reason. Maybe it's ingestion. Maybe it's for sensitivity. Maybe it's not about mm-hmm. ingestion. Maybe it's the sensitivity issue. All right, so they say, okay, you can use this But they didn't say, oh, and by the way, here's all the other ways that you can actually use it. So now suddenly we have some people who are concerned. What happens if you take this particular pigment and instead of suspending it within a bottle of polish, or instead of putting it in a cake, you know, to put it on your eye or whatever, now we're going to burnish it into the top of some UV gel polish into the tacky layer. Some people think that there is an issue with doing that.
And again, in a way, you know, I can see that because in a way you're playing chemist. And that's, again, outside of your scope of practice as far as that's concerned. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying that art doesn't stem from a lot of things like that, you know, with Sharpies and everything else. But you are, in a lot of ways, running the risk of you're mixing polish in a blender at home, basically. You know, if you don't know exactly what chemical is working with what or what's working against what, you know, you could have issues. I'm not saying you will, but you could, for sure.
Right, you could. Well, I asked Doug about that, and he said unless a cosmetic pigment has restrictions on its use, it can be used for any cosmetic purpose.
Oh, that's good to know. So, see, and that's exactly what you needed to hear. You can do it.
He said that if it's an unapproved colorant, that's another matter entirely, and that there are regulation issues that go along with that. But I think, you know, one of the other concerns is the inhalation of it, because when you watch that video, you see those fine powders just floating right up into the air.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking, you know, this product and now you're breathing it in. But I asked Doug about that. I said, you know, should we be any more concerned about that particular aspect of, you know, breathing in this powder, this pigment, and then we should be about any of our other services that we offer. And what he said was that if people started to experience problems, then the safety data should be reconsidered. And until that occurs, all nail techs, what they should do is read the SDS and follow the directions. They cannot be toxicologists. They don't have the training. Mm-hmm. So if a product was not approved for lips, that would suggest possibly an ingestion problem or that it is a lip irritant and not an issue for nail products. So
now, I want to be real for a second, though. Truthfully, let's place a guess. How many nail salons do you truly think have SDS sheets for all of their products as they should? What percentage?
Oh, boy. I think it's really low. Just, you know, the whole concept of trying to collect SDS sheets. First of all, manufacturers don't make it easy for everybody. I mean, they do not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now I know of, I mean, I gave a great suggestion. I've said it on Nail Talk Radio many times. But I finally said it to Reesa Carter at Associated Nail Professionals, and they are in the process right now of obtaining all of those SDS sheets for all the manufacturers that you're familiar with and ones that you use to collect them all in one place so that you, as a member of ANP, can have access to these SDS sheets. But they don't make it – they do not make it easy. I think they should all be listed – in their websites extensively so that all you have to do is go and click on, you know.
Yeah, SDS, boom, done there.
Yeah, and download it. So I think that for a long time it was kind of a novelty idea. I mean, you know, yes, you're supposed to have all the SDS sheets, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, really what it turns out to be is, okay, I know I'm supposed to have them, but who has the time to hunt them all down and where do I get them? And why aren't they automatically shipped with the product that I purchased? Why? I don't know what the answer is to that.
I, you know, other than cost, I mean, the cost of the piece of paper, you'd think it would be nice if they would just include one in the box, even in an initial order. When you start out with a company, they just send you, let's say, a link with your initial order to say, here they are. I mean, it's as simple as that. You're a brand new customer. Boom, there you go.
Absolutely. I think that's great. Well, you know, Shanna, Shanna Amble asked, does anyone know if we have to have paper copies of the SDS sheets or can they be kept on the computer? You know, I think that, honestly, I think that they're supposed to go into a folder, into a book that's easily accessible from anywhere within your salon. It's also supposed to be, I believe, through OSHA, written into your, you know, emergency plan. And, I mean, you should know where your, you know, all of this stuff is.
If you have a fire or something like that, you're not going to be able to get to your computer. I mean, of course, your book's probably burning too, but, you know, still, I mean, you definitely want to be able to pull out that hard copy if you can.
Yeah, exactly. There is a place, a lot of places have them for every product that they sell, but you can go to edwyse.com. They have MSDS sheets. So Edwyse, edwyse.com. Now, I just feel that, you know, I really just feel that maybe it's a cost thing. That's why they don't automatically pack them.
Sure.
Wouldn't that be
something
that would be so progressive for companies to start doing?
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty transparent. I mean, because you have to have them.
Mm-hmm. And I think that somewhere along the way, I mean, there's probably going to be a company that will start doing that if there's not already. I don't know of anyone particular that does that, but they certainly could. Why not? And like I said, even in your initial order, your brand new order, everything's online these days. You know, just send a link out. Say, here they are. Here's where you can download them at.
There you go. Well, Geneva Holcomb is listening, and she said that her husband works with OSHA all the time and that you can have them on a computer or a zip drive. So that the law has changed there, and they've made it, become a lot more progressive. So there you have it. You can have them on your computer or a zip drive. And I feel that, that's one of the things that, like many, I mean, I'll have to say I don't have every SDS sheet in my salon, and I need to have them all. I want to have them all, and I'd like to share that with everybody. I mean, that's one of those days where you're like, dun, 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 dun. You know, you're really excited because you're completely compliant. And, you know, I mean, it's not to say I couldn't probably find it on the internet in 5 seconds if my life depended on it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this inhalation thing.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I went to the salon this morning just to, you know, swatch out all these glitters that I already had. I had a lot. I had some of the most prettiest, finest pigments that were real floaty, just like the one that I saw in the video for the chrome. I said, oh my God, I must have something like that. Let me go to the office. And I mean, dust was just floating up everywhere. I mean, these pigments were just floating in the air everywhere. And my face was covered with the pigment. And I hadn't even done anything that I thought would get it on my face, but just by the fact that they were, I guess, aerosoling and, told me that really we've been working with these products for a long, long time, that we are supposed to be concerned about ventilation, our breathing zone, this area between ourselves and the client. We should be concerned about not just a chrome pigment that is new on the market that everybody's trying to get a hold of because it looked like it was floating up in the video, but also because you don't know if you actually come across something that you're using that's really not an approved substance or chemical, then you've actually got a little bit of safety net there because you have, a source capture is really what you need. And
right.
So that's what I did is I flipped on my source capture unit by AeroVex, and then I didn't have to worry about it. But I think that it's important for people to understand that not just with pigments or glitters or filing or, you know, your monomer. I mean, let's talk about microorganisms. What's happening between you and your client in that breathing zone. If you're not wearing a proper mask, they come in with, you know, flu, a cold. Well, you're right there. Those particles that come out of a person who's sick go right on top of you. Well, if you have a source capture, not only are you protected from all that other stuff, but you're also protected from catching that cold. People don't realize
exactly.
that. So.
Well, let's get back to the real important stuff, though. It's so
okay.
pretty. It's so pretty. What a great.
Yeah.
I mean, even your photo from this morning with all your pigments. It's such a beautiful look. I mean, so you know, bring out your SPS sheets and have fun. That's what we're here to do. We're here to create. We're here to have fun. We're here to chrome things up. We're here to, and of course, be safe.
That's right.
But. Wow,
and
is it pretty? And it looks
such
a great look.
If you can
look.
Get a hold of the product easily, I doubt you have to worry. I really doubt you have to. If you're getting it from a company that you know you're that's known here, that we're used to dealing with, whatever. I mean, I doubt seriously that you have to worry about the safety of it.
Those
I
companies
mean,
don't want to put their reputations on the line either by putting out something that's going to be awful. So. You know, like I said earlier in the show, just make sure that whatever you're doing, you buy it from a reputable company. It protects your butt. You know, cover your own butt is what I'm going to tell
that's
you.
That's right. And if they don't want to give you the SDS sheet, then there's your first clue.
Yep, I would pitch that right away. Well, you know, I would put it in the drawer with the rest of your stuff that you've bought and you don't use anymore. But you know, it really is about protecting yourself, covering your own butt at the end of the day, and of course, what it's really all about. Making a ridiculous amount of money on something that's as easy as putting on pigment. And also, how cool is it? I mean, what amazing looks. You can do anything.
Yeah, it's a trend product, though. Let's
I'm ready
forget,
to go back.
It's a trend product.
I'm ready to go back to the right side of my brain because my creative side is, my creative juices are flowing. I can't wait to start pigmenting and polishing and having fun playing with all
me
of
too,
these beautiful
too.
Colors. So, yeah, I'm back to the right brain now. We've talked about all the technical stuff for so long, and I hope that you guys got a lot of great, amazing information out of it. But now it's all about.
Well, wait. You know, let's not forget.
I gotta go back to left brain. Hang on.
Hold on. There's lots of places that you can buy this pigment. You know, the pigments are also offered by the Profiles Girls. They have some as well. I mean, there's about 15 companies out there. But if you're going to – I know the ones that I would trust automatically. I know the Profile Sisters. I know that they're you know, they're on the up and up. And, of course, we had already mentioned the other three. So, all right. So, let's see. That, I guess it comes pretty much to the end of our show, and as soon as we get our hands on some of those, we're going to share. But meanwhile, we have to be like everybody else and just sit there and stare at Facebook and all the videos that are coming through.
It's so pretty.
It's so pretty.
Now,
all
actually,
right,
I did. Speaking of really, really amazing and beautiful products, though, I have to tell you that I in Orlando was able to pick up several of Max Estrada's. Precious mineral gels. And again, wow, how beautiful are those? I mean, I know that you were able to get them too. They are really, truly just everything. The blue is stunning, incredibly richly pigmented and very smooth application. You know, kind of when you look at it, I thought that, oh, it's going to kind of go on like, well, chunky glitter polished, and it doesn't. It is very, very smooth. The pigments are super fine in the gel polish, the precious mineral gels from enailcouture.com. Of course, right now they're on sale, just $7, and all the pink bits are also just $20. So if you guys are interested in that, and I promise that you are going to want to be, visit enailcouture.com for Max Estrada's incredible line of precious mineral gel polish.
Well, there you go.
There you
all
go.
Right, so that brings us to the end of the show, and we're not going to IBS. Las Vegas. We will be missing that show this year, unfortunately. Vegas is so much fun. But we do have a really big show coming up next week, and we hope we get all of your support and you'll tune in and watch us. And pretty soon we're going to start posting information on Facebook on how you can reach us and see us and how you can help share the news. So we appreciate that very much. And other than
I was going to say, guys, also, because we love you, the listeners, you all come up to us and you tell us all sorts of great ideas. The show Nail Talk Radio really is about you, the nail tech. So if you have any stories that you want us to cover, any insider information you want to share with us, or if you just have a question, feel free to reach out to us. You can reach us on Facebook, either Athena, myself personally on Facebook or Nail Talk Radio's Facebook. We are very, very accessible. So feel free, reach out. Don't be scared. We're pretty cool about it. We are always looking for new stories to cover. So if you want
to talk
about something, the next Chromageddon, by all means, stop in and see us. Well, you know, Facebook us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I had something I was going to say, but I lost my train of thought, unfortunately.
Sorry, that was me.
That's all right. I mean, I think I do it to you all the time. Oh, stop.
Anyway, moving right along. Next week, you will see us live in our pajamas. So I can't wait to try on a new T-shirt and go from there.
Really?
I'm just kidding. I'm completely kidding.
Yeah. Are you really going to be in your pajamas?
Yeah. It's 11:30 at night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think you could actually pull it off. I mean, that's not something I'll be doing.
I'm going to put on an eye mask during the commercials and get my cucumber slices, and I'm going to be comfy.
Oh, thank you, Ellen, for reminding me of my train of thought that I had lost, which is we want to send out a huge congratulations to Kate.
Yes.
Yes, she made it through the next challenge with Nails Magazine's Next Top Nail Artist, and we're very, very proud of her. So congratulations,
you know,
Kate.
We love Kate, and we, of course, in Nail Talk Radio land, always knew how talented she was. And I'm so excited that she can finally share that talent with all of you, because she really, truly is an incredible nail artist. And she can think nail art on the spot, and it's incredible. She has brilliant nail eyes.
Yes, she does. She's very good. And she's a quiet contender in this race, I'll have to tell you. Of course, many of our friends are, it's crazy how many of our friends are actually in this, in the running for NTNA, and we wish them all the very best, and we're all very, we're supportive of everyone, of course.
Absolutely, of course. You know, it is so tough with competitions like that, because we really do have so many friends in the industry, and there are so many fantastic nail techs. When you're looking at the top 24 nail techs in the country for this year, you know, for Nails Magazine's contest, it's hard. It's hard to pick someone who you think is going to win, because they're all so darn good.
Yep, that's right. Well, I just have to say special thanks to several of my friends who have been very instrumental in helping me with the research that we did on this topic. And I appreciate you. You guys know who you are. And also to my friends who, you know, we have lots of friends out there constantly helping Nail Talk Radio, and we really appreciate you. So thank
you. Hey, how are things going with your Balava chair, by the way?
Oh, my gosh, I'm ready to get two more. I'm so glad that you asked me that. I am ready to get two more because, you know, we are moving my salon into a, you know, podiatrist facility, and we're doing a big build-out. So I need two more, and I'm telling you, that Balava chair, the Embrace, is the one that I have in a gray. It's so beautiful, and I learned something new about it recently. There's a little, you know, where you put your foot on there, it kept sliding out, and I was like, this thing should have a lock on it, because the client puts their feet in there, and just all of a sudden water sloshes out, and I just don't know what to do with it. Well, I learned that there's a little bitty screw that has a foot on it, and you have to unscrew it so that it actually stays in place when they put their foot on the footrest.
Well, if someone would have read
the instructions, doesn't actually push it out.
I'm just saying, if somebody would have read the instructions, but no.
Not me.
No. So anyway, if you're looking for things like that, if you're looking for a list of instructions or any other things we talked about on Nail Talk Radio, look at our Facebook page. I think that's it for us tonight, huh?
Uh-huh. Or you can go to balava.com. Thank you so much. All right. Well,
you can find all the links mentioned in tonight's broadcast by visiting our Facebook page at Nail Talk Radio. From all of us here at NTR's Global Studios, we thank you for listening. The views and opinions of our guests do not reflect the beliefs and feelings of our hosts.
Well, Brady,
I got a great feeling. I've got a brilliant feeling because my feet feel amazing still from the LCN Urethra. Now, millennial, of course.
So this is where I would normally say, we'll see you next week, but actually, you'll see us next week. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Wait, peace.